attending members, probably we have to start. Welcome, Brandon, as deputy chair. I'm told that the deputy chair is and the CEO. I have an apology from both the minister and the deputy. The deputy, I think we all are aware that the minister is with the president, so he's not here. And the deputy minister had to fill in the shoes of the minister in attending cabinet and so on. Honorable Van der Merwe is attending the women, children, and people in the disability committee. Umam Rutua and Lisoma, they are still on sick leave. Comrade Uvelma will be joining us a little bit late. So those are the apologies which I'm having from the side of the members. And Tambi. Oh, okay, thanks very much. Any team members before we start? Nothing. Deputy Chair and CEO, I will hand over to the presentation and evidence.
Good morning, honorable members, and thank you very much for the opportunity. My name is Hepin Chingila. I'm the Deputy Chair of Brand South Africa. I have to tender the apology of our chairperson, Chichi Mabonya, who is out on the official visit with the president as well. I'm traveling with Mila Matola, who is the CEO of Brand South Africa. And what we're going to take you through today is a review of Order 4 and a cumulative view of what the year holds ahead for us. And the areas we're going to cover are review of performance against plans in terms of finance, brand strategy, as well as reputation management. And then we'll take you through an expenditure report, a human resources report, and our strategy plan. But before I hand over to Mila, maybe I should mention the context within which we're functioning in quarter four. Because a lot of things happened. This was post Mangaung, and we also had the African Cup of Nations taking place during that quarter. We had the West Davos Communication Engagement Program. Mining in Davos was done in South Africa. Of course, there was a BRICS Media Program in partnership with South Asian Tourism, with Booster, with Standard Bank, the JSE, PwC, as well as DNBC, the television station. And then we also had BRICS Dialogues, and we have a new communication campaign which talks about our positioning as Brand South Africa, which was flighted on CNN, on E-News, and Summit Television. We also had the launch of Brand South Africa's app, Moving with the Times, and a whole lot of other initiatives. So, in as much as we might be discussing some of the good things that we have done, we talk about them within the context of what was happening within the environment in which Brand South Africa operates. I mean, I was reading the newspaper coming down there today about business confidence and how the recent labor unrest and unprotected strikes are affecting the business confidence of the country. So it's one thing to do all these good things as Brand South Africa. It's quite another to do them in an environment where other forces are actually almost working against what you're doing. So keep those in mind as we take the progress that we've made in quarter four and as we take you through what our strategy for the year is. I'll then hand over to the CEO to go through the detail.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, honorable members and chairman of the committee. May I also start off by indicating that the CFO will be joining us hopefully later. She's also trying to make her way through to where we are now. With the background that has been given by the Deputy Chair, I just want to add on to a few of the highlights that he has referred to and point out that, as the Honourable Members know, part of our work is obviously impacted upon by external sectors, but we also have measures in our business plan that we call impact measures as well as outcome and measures as well. Now, in terms of impact measures, some of the things we look at relate to the reputation, international reputation of the country or the brand. They relate to matters such as the competitiveness of the country. And lastly, we also measure and track the reputation in terms of media reporting globally. At this stage, it's about 138 or so countries. Now, obviously, those are impact measures, and those are not measures that are influenced only by Brands South Africa, but by all role players of South Africans at large. But just for the completeness of the report, I thought we should just also preface our presentation with those. And then we'll come to the specific outputs that we have planned for the year, and then report on our performance against those. So if I may just direct the honourable members to page 4, or slide number 4, the pack that we have distributed. And what we are really looking at there on that slide is look at the performance of, in terms of international reputation. And this is, by the way, taken from a perception survey that is conducted in 50 countries, which we as Brands South Africa subscribe to. And you will see where we have highlighted that there's been some significant improvement in some of the markets that we've been active in. In other markets, obviously, we have not moved, and what we've done is to use a simple traffic light report to show a green or a red where there is a positive movement. And so, as you will see, that for instance, we had set ourselves a target initially of being within a range of 36. In the past, we used to set an absolute figure and say, out of the 50 countries, we want South Africa to 36. As you know, our vision currently is to be among the top 20. So we would look at a figure of 36 and say this is where we want to be. But with more research, we have come to understand that it is better to look at a range and decide on a range where you want to be in terms of potential reputation. So this slide shows you where exactly we are rated by the different countries. You see that we have each of the countries there where we rate, and alongside that we indicate how South Africa performs. So if we look at that overall, in the countries where we were active, you see a positive correlation between some of the positive elements and the reputation of the country. There are countries, for instance, where we all believe we need to do a lot more, because you see when I come to the coverage report that we haven't really covered those countries very well. The slide that we are looking at would be this one here. That highlights, for instance, the ranges where we are sitting in each of those countries. Might I just highlight that in the first one, which is competitiveness, you will notice that South Africa is sitting at 52, and we believe that in our targeting, when we did this a year ago, we said we need to sit within a range of 48 to 58 in the country. So while we shifted slightly from 50 to 52 last year, we are still within the target range. And then there are other markets where there have been a slight shift, which that 36 should actually not be a red, it should be a green, because you will notice that we did not shift from, we stayed the same level as last year 36 this year. But then if you look at the individual countries, you will see countries where we are making some significant improvements: Germany, India, Japan, as well as Russia. And when you look at the media report again, you'll see that this almost correlates with the amount of media activity and exposure that we have had in those countries, and other countries such as France as well. The last score is around really the brand equity, which is not measured by us, but is measured by a different a company called Brand Finance, which values or looks at the valuation of different countries from a financial valuation model, and says what would the countries where brands, what would be their total cumulative valuation be. The next slide is around media, which is more around the media reporting in different countries. Again, we set ourselves targets, and I just highlight that in this specific one, Chef, 50 is above, is the kind of score that we seek to attain or look at, and so that's the kind of target we're looking at. But I must also indicate that we were not active or did not have programs in all these countries. If you recall, there are about 13 countries where we were active. So some of the countries we were not active. The countries where we have highlighted is countries where we ran consistent media programs, and we're trying to really show the correlation between the media activity in those countries and how then the media reporting in those countries either improves for the positive or stays at a neutral or negative. So some of the countries where, as you know, we are active are the BRICS countries, and we've highlighted them just for emphasis, Brazil, China, India, and Russia, where you see that there are significant improvements in terms of the media reputation in those countries. We have also highlighted other countries where we might not have had, you know, full progress, but we might have had technical interventions like Egypt, for example, where you also see an increased score. As I said, a score of 15 is a good one. But what this also highlights is countries where we probably need to do a lot more in terms of communicating some of the achievements, innovations of the country. So that's just to give you a highlight on that. The next one has to do with the media coverage. And in here, we pull out the coverage that is solely the responsibility of Brand South Africa, which means these are all either articles, pieces of communication, op-eds, releases all over the world that have been put out there by Brand South Africa. And so you'll see that for the quarter that we faced, we had, for example, in countries like Germany, over 77 pieces. And going down to some of the markets, which I said, we were very tactical and did not have a full year program in. You will see that the coverage in those markets has been very low. If you look at Nigeria and Kenya, that's below. But given our focus on the continent, we are now skewing the budgets in favor of those markets. And you'll see that in our strategy going forward. And if you look at the full year, the cumulative total then of the articles or coverage put out in those markets is given below in that row that says total for 2013. And that's the total in terms of the pieces that were in those markets in that year, not necessarily all generated by us. In the next slide, what we do is just to also give you the media coverage report in more detail. And you will see there that, as I said earlier, there's been quite a lot of work that have done in some of the traditional markets. We are starting to shift towards the BRICS markets, but we need to place a lot more emphasis in terms of our communications on the continent, given the lower media coverage that we are receiving. The percentage of total there in that top table is really meant to show you of the total pieces of communications in those markets, what percentage would have been generated through Brand South Africa, either through our country managers or through the agencies that we keep, the agencies that we retain in the market. The China figures still have to be verified, but it's a huge amount in terms of the total pieces of coverage in China, about 1,200. So we're still establishing which percentage of that would be the result of Brand South Africa work. And then the second table just really gives you, the average, the AVEs, which is really the advertising value equivalent, which says if we were to put advertisements, which we don't normally do at Brand South Africa, in those markets, this is almost the value of those. And if you see that in this quarter alone, those are in US dollars, in this quarter alone, those come to almost a figure of about just around, I think, 16 million or so at the current exchange rate. So we again, this reflects the amount of work that has been put out there in terms of the communication coming out of the Brand South Africa, both from here from the head office as well as in the markets. But again, it also shows you the need, it shows you where we need to place more emphasis. The next trend, is the summary of our program performance. That was just to give you a highlight in terms of our impact measures. The second portion is really looking at the summary of our program performance, both domestically and international. And I'll start with the finance and administration and highlight that by and large, most of the program deliverables there in terms of the different result areas were achieved. For instance, if you look at the four result areas, they're creating a high-performance organization, for instance. The six key initiatives and projects under there, we were able to achieve five of those. The second one, which is around performance management, the reason we did not have a 100% achievement there is because of the vacancies, so we could obviously not be able to have performance views done for those persons who were not in those positions. If you look at the second key design area, which is around the area of IT and our IT environment, Again, there, most of the work that we needed to do to regularize our environment, like licenses and updating policies, was concluded. However, there was work that we wanted to do to look at our business processes from an IT perspective, which was not completed. And this was really because we issued a tender, and a few months later, when we really received the responses to the tenders, we realized that it was actually going to cost us a lot more than we had anticipated. And with the passage of time, we found that those codes were really beyond our ability to meet. And so we had to withdraw the tender. I believe the rest of those, we really did achieve all of them in terms of the key result area around corporate governance, the framework. We concluded all of those, and for the year under review, as you know, we were able to achieve an unqualified audit with a few matters that we subsequently were able to resolve. And then in terms of building and having key relationships, that as well was achieved, as you will see in the report, the specific report now on some of the relationships that we developed and nurtured during that period as part of our brand building effort. Continuing with finance administration in terms of good governance and good corporate citizenship, one of the things we do there is a CSI project, for example, and we did conclude that in terms of the CSI project that we had planned for the year. And the financial performance, we also achieved that and achieved the quarterly reporting both to the executive authority as well as to our board. In terms of compliance legislation, as a performance area, we also developed a fraud prevention plan, which would have been adopted in the most recent board meeting. We also continued with regular quarterly risk reviews. The one area that I would point out there is the issue of the corporate, building, maintaining, and protecting corporate reputation, which is largely related to corporate communications, which we did not do well. If you recall, in the previous committee meeting, we did highlight that, for instance, we were busy staffing the communications unit, and at the time we had a challenge around staffing in communications. We focused a lot more on outside communication as opposed to the more corporate communications, communicating about the brand South Africa itself. If you look at the position of Brand South Africa as the thought leader, we had planned a number of activities there, thought leadership platforms, as well as developing a corporate and enterprise management strategy and system. All of those were actually realized. If I look at program two, honorable members, you will see this is really the crux of the work of Brand South Africa. Again, I will speak to probably those areas or the key results areas where we might have deliverables that were not met and seek to explain those. One of the issues we wanted to do is to do, obviously, brand trading throughout the country in various provinces. So if you look at the key result area and you look specifically at the key initiative in project number two, we did not achieve that because in our deliberations with the provinces, there were a number of issues that were raised where they felt that they needed to have their identities also in some way reflected in the branding of the country so it should not be lost. And so we had to and fro and have a number of consultations with them to really resolve this issue. And finally, we did conclude and produce a corporate identity manual which can be used by national entities, which can be used by provincial entities as well as local ones. And that work will have affected as well project number three, which was around training, because for the training we need to have produced the manual, and we had to deliberate at length to really agree on the manual with the various provincial entities, the tourism as well as the trade and investment promotion agencies, and therefore we couldn't conclude the rest of the training. We had done eight provinces, we were only one province short when this issue was brought up, that there were provinces which were not really aligned and were needed to discuss with us ways in which their identities could also be reflected. The first one is a Brand South Africa Forum, which is really a forum where we wanted to discuss how we can make South Africa as a brand more competitive. And during the course of the year, as we did our research, we realized that we may have to recast it as a broader competitiveness forum, not just try to look at brand competitiveness or just look one area manufacturing competitiveness, but look at competitiveness across a broader spectrum, which includes things such as area of skills, of education, as our exports and all those things. So we decided we need a lot more role players to work on this one with us. So we decided that we will reschedule this and do it in 2013, this year, this financial year. The policy framework, again, we did not develop because of issues with the manual, which we had to rework. If you go to the next result area, which is living the brand, which is really around mobilizing South Africans themselves to be, a part of living this brand, but also to engage in ensuring that we are a more competitive nation. Most of the areas of the activity that we had, they were done. The Play Your Part campaign, for instance, we had with SABC a partnership. There was a partnership and a series that ran, a 13-part series that ran on SABC. But alongside that, we had a lot of engagement with the youth and FBOs, a part of mobilizing them to get involved, either in their communities or wherever they were. Same thing with the National Significance Days. We had campaigns which we ran alongside or with, together with other departments or entities, for most of the significant days, such as your Freedom Day, etc. And then on the third one, the brand ambassador, this is really about appointing people who will be ambassadors for the brand, people who exhibit the values and the attributes of the brand, who would act as ambassadors. This is something that the board conceptualized some time back, and we've been working on it. And we have concluded a stage where we have been able to identify some of these brand ambassadors. Some of those are people who were prepared, for example, to appear in our advertisements at no cost, or people who will be part of the programs where we looked at various communities and we identified people who are doing a lot of good work in these communities, and these are the people we identified. But we also identified a number of people internationally who are positively disposed to South Africa to be brand ambassadors. So what remains really is the approval of those candidates through our board and our executive authority, and then we will roll out the program. The issue of joint funding, because as Brand South Africa, we continuously try to find alternative sources of funding to augment the funds that we receive through our department. And there were two areas there that we're going to focus on. One was getting media partners to partner with us in terms of our communications programs. And in this case, I would say that we had a number of partners on different or specific projects, such as your TNA, SABC, the Sunday Times, Solitaire. And through that, we are able to communicate a lot of the messages that Brand South Africa communicates. The area of challenge, Chair and honorable members, was around getting vision partners. And for us, these vision partners were partners across civil society and business who would not only support our programs, but possibly also inject some funding into those programs. We had some very ambitious targets, but I'll speak to the figure later. We were not able to secure 12 partners as we had wanted, and by 12 I mean 12 who are committed, not people just who say, well, we'll put in this money and then they walk away. We wanted people who share the same vision in terms of the programs that we're running and who would be able to lend funds. We could not get 12, but we were able to secure 4. And the reason really is that for a lot of them, the economic environment was not very conducive. For most corporates, their finances were also under pressure, and therefore they could not commit to sponsorships. In terms of the reputation management of our strategic communication program, I must highlight that under each of those key result areas, the feedback loop to stakeholders, which is where we either get feedback from the research that we do or feedback from surveys that we track and highlight to our stakeholders areas where we are doing well and areas where we are not doing well. We were able to have those engagements with all the stakeholders that identified, not only for the quarter, but for the year. And then there are other engagement programs, which is where we together with stakeholders, we'll either have business initiatives, roundtables, which focus around specific subjects. The chairman mentioned things such as your mining endeavor. We would then focus on mining and have a roundtable, a report that comes out of that, focusing specifically on the issues in that sector. Those were achieved, as well as international inbound media tours, where we bring in journalists from various countries every quarter into South Africa. We were able to do all of that. Now, there are also thought leadership programs that we hold, but we're not able to achieve all of those. And where we did not do them, it's in markets which we, as I said earlier, we were not active. But in all the markets where we were active, where we had funds to drive programs, we were able to achieve those. I did talk about the South African Competence Forum, which I said we have deferred to 2013. Further to that, the feedback loop to stakeholders is where we really reach out to the provinces, we reach out to universities, export councils, faith-based organizations, youth formations, civil society, political parties. By and large, those were achieved. The stakeholder awareness and outreach, the reason it's partially achieved, it is linked to the deliverable around training, which I highlighted earlier, because we did not reach all the stakeholders that wanted to. For instance, one of the provinces we were not able to do. But in terms of youth and civil society, we really had very strong outreach programs to youth formations. We had a number of dialogues and activations, which we call Shape the Future, in which business started taking interest. APSA, for instance, was one of those, and they took up the mentoring and of the, some of the youth who attend these sessions, and that continues now on its own. We had the meetings with faith-based organizations as part of our plans, and these were successfully hosted during the course of the year, as well as the course of the last quarter. There's two areas which I'll also highlight, which is 1.5 under the KRA feedback loop to stakeholders, which is stakeholder presentations of our all our research output. There we had a lag during the course of the year because we didn't have a research manager, and only until June did we appoint the research manager. And therefore, a lot of the work would have been done after June 2012. And that was part also the reason for the delay in some of the research tenders which we were working on being finalized. I think I've covered most of those there. The CI manual, why it was not achieved, I have highlighted the issues there, to the fact that it was very likely because of our deliberations with the provinces and additional consensus around that manual. The area of joint funding, I think this goes into the next level of detail around joint funding, where the funding of that comes from partners, and therefore we have what we call a strategic partnership framework. But we also use this framework to enlist people and ambassadors. And as I explained, this explains more clearly now our delivery in those specific areas. The brand ambassadors, as I said, we have not achieved. It's the same as patients of brands of Africa, so please read it as the same thing. The candidates are drawn up. We are pending board approval on that. The second issue is the outreach to global South Africans or South Africans in the diaspora, whether it is the UK, in the USA, which is one of our major programs, that we are able to achieve for the UAE, for the UK and USA, meaning that we expanded the numbers in the UK and USA, and then we established a chapter in the UAE, which we didn't have, so last year that's what we did. However, we were not able to reach out, extend the program to Canada. Program partners, those are partners who support our programs, which I said we were able to secure some of them in the likes of your APSAS, your Sanlam, PwC, Ernst & Young. These are people who are either putting funding into some of the programs or contribute in kind to the programs. Now, in terms of what we had wished to raise, we had a target of 8 million in terms of funding partnerships. We did not achieve the target, and I think speaking to the financials, the CFO will highlight the figures in respect of some of those. Again, this is likely because of the economic situation and corporate not really having budget enough to support this. In terms of our media partnerships, we are able to enter into a number of media partnerships. I did mention some of those that we entered into locally, but we also entered into media partnerships internationally with your CNN, your CNBC to try and reach out to international markets, with also CCTV in China and several other media. And the return in terms of the media coverage that we got was in the region of over 13 million rather. Continuing that program, this is now a report or focusing on the international markets or those markets which we have activated and how we have performed in each one of those. And I'll speak again to those where we probably face some challenges and we're not able to really deliver on the program, but by and large, again, you'll see that in more than 70% of these markets, we're able to deliver on our programs. a market like Egypt, we say we did run a program, although we were really considering where we should, but because we were already committed to it, we did do some work there. But what we didn't do were some of the planned media interviews, because sometimes we plan interviews with either business or for the with the, with the commissioner or the ambassador in those markets with various publications. We did not realize all of that. The other one is Angola, which was also a market that we did not activate, meaning that we did not allocate specific budget to it, and therefore we did not have dedicated activities to it. In Nigeria, we partially achieved our program. The only issue there was that we did not have the requisite number of press releases, so we had a target in terms of the number of pieces of communication that was put out in that market. We did not reach that target. In Zimbabwe, we did not activate that market. However, if something were to happen in Zimbabwe, we would go and activate during that time. For instance, if there is a state visit or an official visit, we would then do something during that time, but we would not have a dedicated budget to do activities throughout the year in that market. In Brazil, what we didn't have were media briefings, which had been arranged for the ambassador. We did not realize all of those. If you look at Russia, that was achieved. India was achieved. And you see that where we achieved these results, you see that there's a higher scoring in terms of the media reputation in the AFIs that are highlighted. In China, it was also partially achieved. What they wanted to put out there was a lot of communications around the SOGA. But at the time that we did, there were a lot of other communications going on in that market that was not directly linked to the SOGA. So we had an interest in really communicating about the zona in China, but there were issues in the market at the time that made it not receptive to the kind of communication. So advice was that perhaps we should defer that and come up with other items. In the UK, we did achieve the program, but I must highlight that despite that, we still really have a challenge in terms of the media reputation in the UK. In the US, again, partially achieved. What we didn't have is the engagement. They also, in the international markets, part of our programs include quarterly roundtables or business engagements which we organize for either the Consul General or the Ambassador with business, with asset managers, fund managers, so that they can communicate about South Africa and actually the development in the country and serve South Africa as a destination for business. Now, not all these quarterly engagements with those fund managers or asset managers were concluded. I think one of them was not done, and this was really a matter of timing and availability. Chair, with that, I'd like to pause and request that the CFOs join us to take us through the expenditure report. Thank you.
Chairperson and honourable members, thank you again once more for giving us the opportunity to present our financial performance. I just want to indicate that the information that we're going to present now in terms of finances is information that is submitted to Auditor General as of 31st of May 2018. I'll just walk through the highlights. When we go through to the statement of financial position, which is a statement that reflects what transpired, what is at the first part of it. We had cash and cash equivalents of about 30 million at the end of the year. This is mainly because that you receive our quarterly tranche only on the 28th of February 2018. So we're only expending the monies now during the last month of April and May and May 2018. And we had corresponding liabilities of about 30 million that needed to be paid. The only thing that's standing out in the financial position is the violation reserve. We've revalued our assets at year end, and it came to a revalued amount of about 4,752,000. That amount will be carried over and will be amortized all the years as and when we revalue the assets again. And then our next statement then talks to the statement of financial position, which is what transpired over a period of 12 months. We received our grant that was approved of 154 million. That included an amount of about 6 million for AFCON. We managed to spend 161 million out of that, and we had a deficit of 2.113. This deficit doesn't necessarily amount into unauthorized expenditure as it was last year, because we received approval from National Treasury to retain the surplus carrying from 2011 and 2012. So basically, we spend that money, thus we only have 33 and the budget is quite close to the actuals, which is the next statement that I'll talk to. Actually, it's the cash flow statement. It's how we spent the money in 2018. We managed to receive a total of 160 million, total payments of 128, which is assets of 1.6 million, and the finance cost basically is on the lease assets, and we managed to get a net decrease and increase during the year of about 8 million. We added our opening balance of 81,000, and then at the end, we are left with 80 million. Basically, the next one then talks to about the spike of how we performed during the quarter one, quarter two, and quarter three, with the blue being red and green being our programs, administration, brand strategy, and reputation management. And then the purple one is the total. Okay. Our next page on 22, which is now a requirement, is how has Brand South Africa fared in terms of the budget that has been allocated to us then. The approved budget was then 154 million, and then we also included a 3 million in our budget that brought us to a disclosed amount of 157 million. And then in actual, in reality, we then spent 161. We actually received 6.2 million extra in terms of income. And then the total income then came to 151. And then we spent 162, that is, that corresponds with the financial position performance. And then we had a net deficit of 2.113 million. So it looks very good for this year again. We managed to spend except those few areas that the CEO referred to when he was taking us through the performance information previously. And then the next slide then tells us how we then want to commit. We committed the 6 million accumulated surplus for 2018 and how we're going to spend it. We have rent LA Academy for 2.1 million, which was mainly dependent on the CI manuals completion, and then a few operating expenses of about 363,000. And the Brand A SA Forum, together with the SA Competitiveness Forum, have been then combined to have one competitiveness forum. Sorry about it. Which has been planned for this year and is going to go ahead. And the last one would then be the Brand Ambassadorship of 1 million. So these money that have been accumulated in terms of surplus have been committed to these particular activities, and then it also talks to the activities that were not delivered, that we're still going to go ahead and deliver in any event. And then our slide 24 then talks to our impairment equity statistics. And this is as at the 4th of June, and which was the same as at the 31st of March 2018. Out of the 43 approved positions that we have currently, we managed to fill 33 vacancies. And out of the 33, we have one disabled person in there. And then the next slide then talks to racial equity. There we have 76% being black, 6% colored, 3% Indian, and 15% white. And in terms of gender, we have 66% being female of the organization and 24% being male, because we've got 20 out of 33 being female and then 13 being male out of the 33 that we have. I think I'm done with this.
I'm not sure if we should proceed or we should take questions on the past year before we speak to the strategy and performance plan for
1840. Okay. Thank you, Deputy Chair and CFO. Members, do you want to raise issues around the third quarter before we take the strategy plan? Or we must just carry on?
Chair, I've just got a few questions of clarity, if may.
Okay.
And the reason I want to raise it is because it may impact when we look at the strategic plan going forward. If I could just draw your attention to
Like
I say, I think it may help when we look at the strategic plan because it's really questions of clarity. If we go to page 6, for example, and you talk about the media reputation index, we indicated 55 was sort of, I think, the desirable level. And similarly, in some of the earlier on page 4, when we look at those figures there, the 30s, I think it was a survey related to 50 countries. And you indicated you would like to be in the top 20. So presumably, obviously, one is the best. The higher we go, the worst our sort of reputation or performance is based on that. Now, and you also said, I'm now just looking at 4, you said these figures here, your targets and actuals, were a correlation to South Africa. Now, if I look at, let's just take any country, say Germany, where we've got 34. What do you mean when you say it's a correlation to South Africa? Is that 34 by the Germans in terms of the survey? They give us a 34 out of, I don't know, out of 50. Or is it our South Africa's perception of South Africa's band in Germany? I want to understand how, because presumably your strategic plan going forward, you've got similar targets. So I want to understand how do we interpret this target? And that pretty much relates to the question on 6 regarding your 55 target that you've got there. Then, I'm not going to talk too much about your achievements and so on, or what you've not achieved. You've given some detail there. Just in terms of your financials, I don't know why, and I'm sure there's a reason for it, but I get, and it's been given different figures. If I look at page 19, your statement of financial performance, you show a total income of 161 million. On one of your other slides, I'm trying to find it, you show a total receipt of 160 million. And similarly with your expenditure, the amounts vary for some reason. Total expenditure 163 million, and then on page 22, you've got 162 million. If you could just expand on why that sort of discrepancy, why did it come? And then lastly, Chairperson, under your employment equity, did I understand you correctly? You've got 43 approved positions, but you've only filled 34 at this point. So we've got something like a 21% vacancy rate. Now, I'm not sure why. I would imagine it would be relatively easy to fill. I mean, we're in a situation where we want to, as a country, create jobs. And for an entity like yours to have a 20% vacancy rate, is it particular special skills that's not available? I mean, just why do we have that vacancy rate? And presumably, these are funded positions, if you say 43. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable
corporate communication, not fully achieved. That staff strategy record is underway. What's your turnaround time? Because if it impacts only achieving what you said, you're going to also on page 12, on the living the grants and gifts, participants in item number 3, pending approval of candidates. It's again about the general style. You would say that you need to tell us what happened then. And then on 18, feedback to the structure strategic agreement number 4, deferred to the next financial year 2018. We are now finishing the first quarter. Can you update us on the progress? Because now we're in June. And then same page 13 on the stakeholder presentation. You said manager was appointed in June. That means he was there in the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter up to today. I think there was supposed to be some progress now. Because then you said your manager, you appointed in June 2012, what he or she has been doing up to the fourth quarter. He was there. And then there were a lot of expectations when you appointed this person. Then what could be the challenge? Then you come to 14. On the patron to grant SP, and it is pending board approval. I want also to check on the turnaround time. How are your matters processed with the board? Because now, this is for the fourth quarter already, we are at the end of the first quarter, then there should be progress to that effect. Then I need to come to your expenditure report. And then this is on page, page 19, as the CEO was reporting, she said, unlike the previous year when you had an authorized expenditure, then how have you dealt with the unauthorized expenditure of the previous year? I think that's it for my side.
Thank you, Honorable Mutambi. Any other hand? Honorable Saba?
Thank you, Chair. Number one, Chair, is on page 12, where is that the out of on the source 12 patient partners, out of 12 you only achieved 4. If you can share with us what is your way forward in achieving that, like you have mentioned the results of the market and that. And again, in terms of your engagement with government, outreach initiatives, you talk more about the provinces. I just want to check if there's any engagement or relations with the departments, in particular tourism and international affairs. Are there any programs that you sometimes do together?
Thanks very much. You may respond.
We respond to your question around the perception. What we are getting here is, you know, the German public perception opinion about which should be on the show. The second one is has to do with media, meaning the reporting about South Africa in those countries. So we made that perception. This one here would be my representation perception. Second one that has been important is that there is a correlation or improvement in where we are active with where there are positive policies and the volume of the policies. So the more you tell your story, the more people understand what you are offering. The issue of the fine, I think we will hear from after that, but let's respond to the issue of the rotation, which there are a number of issues here, whether it was a skip issue or the yes, in some of these, if you recall, when we presented other times, then we were looking at a fund into other markets, such as the BRICS market, in some of them, including the continent. And in some of these markets, we are actually
requirements which tend then to become slightly prohibitive. For instance, in terms of language, where you want someone South African speaks Mandarin and all these other things, and then here you say we want someone who speaks French, Portuguese, and maybe a combination of French, Portuguese, or French, Arabic, etc., because they're going to serve in this market. We then realized that we were, and then the skills that we want in terms of market communication, then we realized that we are not always getting them. We said we went back to the board, and in fact, the board subsequently approved that we relax some of those, and therefore, if we can't get the two languages, let's just support, and we actually are now in the process of doing that. But as at the time of writing the report, we obviously had not filled this. Some of them might have been under interview or offers being made, but we have not interviewed. So it is a combination. And then I think the others really is where we had supported them between the VET period and now, some of those people have left, but there's also a space where on the communications, we also went back to the board and requested that we be allowed to have, for instance, under public relations officers, a domestic person and an international person. And then therefore added the number of positions that we are recruiting. And I think in those who we made offers to those people, but at the time of coming here, the voting had not, we had not received acceptance. So you're looking at about so 5 of those actually being in the board.
Do you want to
define
issue?
Honourable Member, when we look at the statement of financial position, it's what expenses, what the income and expenses is, which is clear in terms of the budget and what is paid out. But when we go to the cash flow, we look at the actual cash flow from the bank. And then in itself, it takes what we've received this year and what cash might have been left last year. So we do a reconciliation between the balance sheet items. That's the difference between your statement of performance and your cash flow statement. So your cash flow, your performance statement is the, what we used to call the income and expenditure statement. So it's purely the income expenditure for the year, as in what you look at, we pay in and pay out. But then the cash flow then talks to the actual cash. So the actual cash includes balances from the previous year, what happened between the debtors and the creditors, the balances between those two. For instance, if you look at the income part, what we do is look into the asset part. We're saying if at year end 2012 we had a debt of 10 rand and in 2013 we had a debt of 8 rand, it means that our cash balance must have 2 rand extra because our money paid us 2 rand. So that's the reconciliation between that's why we have those differences. And they've always been there because we're looking at the actual cash out as opposed to the income and expenditure itself. I'll do with all of this. Honourable Chair, in terms of the unauthorized expenditure, the reason why it was said it's unauthorized, the PSA, is because we didn't receive at the time of the audit a letter from National Treasury to retain the service. So the accumulation thereof and the payment this year has regularized everything as authorized because we've received a particular approval from National Treasury to retain the accumulated surplus and then use them.
The other issues?
This method you will see it in our strategic plan. But essentially,
once this is finalized at the board meeting, we are obviously ready to implement it, and that's why there is that provision which we carry over from last year to this year. The submission has already been made and tabled. It is a question really of approving the individuals on the list, and that process now, that's where we are at. We plan to implement this. In fact, one of the things we had hoped to do, I said, when we implement the competitiveness forum, which is going to be in October, we will then announce those brand ambassadors at the end of the conference. So that is really the plan around that. So the competitiveness forum, the timing for it is October this year, towards the end of October this year. We've already made the communication to Mr. Chabane, and there's a draft program on it. The issue of the research manager who was indeed appointed in June, you will notice that under the research reference groups, he had 8 to do. He did all 8 reference groups between then and now. So he covered up even on the ones that had not been done in the previous order. However, in terms of giving feedback, he couldn't give feedback on all 8 of those engagements, obviously because of the timing issue. He joined in June, he covered all of those. So if I refer you to, there is the slide 13, which is program 3, the strategic management. You will see that in terms of the research reference groups themselves, the 8, all 8 were done. But if you go down to the engagement in terms of the feedback loop to all the stakeholders, that's where we kind of fell short and couldn't contain all of them. The patrons and the brand ambassadors, as I said, initially we had coined this term patrons of South Africa, brand South Africa, which was then subsequently changed to brand ambassadors. So you were actually speaking about the same program there. And that's the one that I said there. It's already now something that's been tabled to the board, and once they're approved, we will announce them hopefully with our competitiveness forum at conference there. There was the issue of the expenditure records. The corporate communication. The issue of corporate communications is related to what I said earlier. We did, as I said, go back to board and request that we have be allowed to split the PRO function into two functions. So the PRO domestic would handle a lot of work around corporate communications. Now we have actually, as I said, made an offer to the candidates. In fact, we have appointed the PRO domestic. We've made an offer to the PRO, the other PRO. So that person will handle that element of it. Just that we did not have the capacity to cover all of that. The IT tender, yes, I think this was your IT.
When you brought the IT or the MS Master Systems plan into our key activities, we only looked at the more the consultation fees in terms of how much they're going to cost us. And when they proposed and gave us quotations, they went way beyond what we had available in the budget. And we are now currently looking at alternatives as to how can we then integrate what we currently have so that you don't spend more than $1 million that is required to have an integrated system as proposed by the MSP tender.
As I said, we have revised our thinking, as you see, the strategic plan around the number of vision partners. And as you see in the strategic plan, we have now started to categorize them differently because we understand that there might be people who share the same vision objective with us, but they may not necessarily be people who are going to put in the funding. Or some people may want to put in the funding, but they will not run strategic programs with us. So if you go to slide 14, our new approach has been now to segment them and to say we are going to have partners who are going to be program partners. These are partners who will join us on particular programs. We are then going to have funding partners who are partners that will be prepared to put in some funding, like for instance your old mutual, but you may not have strategic programs with them. So that's how we have segmented them, whereas originally we looked at everyone as a vision partner, because some people may share the vision but may not have the funds, some people may have the funds and they may not really want to get involved in long-term projects with us. So we have segmented that, and in the new strategic plan, we have lessened the number of so-called vision partners. We have segmented them between civil society as well as business. So we will settle for an example, it may even be 2 in business, 2 in civil society. That is how we will proceed. In terms of the departments that we have not reached out, we've also looked at the government departments and said out of the 23 or so government departments that have been identified as critical, we can't obviously try to train all of them. So at some point, what we are having to do is to ensure that we pass the ability for them to carry on the same between themselves, the local government and provincial. But we have identified departments that are critical to the mandate of Brand South Africa, and we will work with those. The initial training will cover all, we've identified 23 departments, we'll cover all 23, and then we'll work with them to cover the others. We've also enlisted the assistance of SANDA, for instance, in covering local areas and local municipalities as well. There was a question on collaboration with other entities. In fact, through the assistance agency of Minister Chabani, we were able to bring together South African tourism, proudly South African, and Brand South Africa together and say, how do you collaborate and cooperate? And I'm pleased to report that that process is working very well. We have actually developed a framework for collaboration and cooperation between the three agencies. And in our last meeting, the minister suggested that we also bring in Trade and Investment South Africa, for instance, and DCIS. So I think this will create a much more coordinated effort in how we then market South Africa. We do refer to it in our strategic plan as well. Chair, I believe we've covered all the questions. Thank you.
Follow-up?
Yeah.
Stay?
No, Chair, just one last question. You disposed of some assets during the financial year. Excuse me. And you indicate that as a result of that, there was a loss of 123,000 rand. Can you just tell us briefly what it's about?
The assets that were disposed during the year were old IT assets that had been carrying book value going on. They were obsolete and they were not efficient. So we had to replace some of them, and when we replaced, they had that book value that when we wrote them off, they amounted to 123. But the cost was more than that. Because what we do, when we buy a IT hardware, we depreciate it over a period of 3 years. So we have had them for more than 3 years already, some of it. And they have this small residual amount that they just carried over.
Thank you, Mkambi.
Thank you. On slide number 23, the future plan, I believe we discussed this. I'm worried to say that it's giving his pleasure to say in the next 2 years. Maybe when we deal with the other things, outline the situation to say exactly why it's so that we're able to track your performance and get that from the next agenda we're going to do. Bearing in mind that this was for.
It should be in the strategic plan. That's on 23. I think let me start off by saying the training is what I referred to earlier, that between now and quarter three up to four, between quarter three and four, we would have engaged in training of all the provincial as well as the local. We have identified tourism as well as PIPAS, provincial investment promotion agencies or trade and investment agencies, as the primary target that we are going to reach out to and extend the training to. So we will do that, including the communicators in each of those agencies. So there is something that will happen between quarter three and quarter four of this new fiscal. The Brand South Africa Forum, the competitiveness, that's what we highlighted, that we have collapsed these two platforms or events because they were going to speak to almost similar issues. When we conceptualize them, we realized that let's not just speak about brand competitiveness, but let's speak holistically about South Africa's competitiveness. And therefore, we are going to collapse these two. That one is scheduled for October. That's the one I said we already communicated to Minister Chabani about the tentative date. We are requesting other stakeholders, as I mentioned, to help us champion some of the breakaway sessions for this conference. We've already talked to them, whether it's your probably South African TISA manufacturing cycle, and one of them. So we've already talked to them. So it will happen in October. Brand ambassador, again, I think it's a quarter three, quarter four matter, but remember I said the brand ambassador nominations, or not the announcements, are meant to happen around the end of the conference. So when we close the conference, one of the things we hope that we will then announce the brand ambassadors at that conference. So we are essentially targeting quarter three for the completion of these items. So some of them will carry over, but the training, for instance, will carry over quarter three to quarter four. But in terms of the events that have been identified here and the identification of ambassadors, that's a quarter three, Mayor.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm trying to know what's the name of this other province that you've covered for. It's very important for political reasons. One point of them, what's the name of the province?
It's the Northern Cape. It is the Northern Cape.
And not that. On the number of your post, Honorable Stein was talking about 40 or something, and even indicated that we would 20% vacancy rate is on. I'm not sure whether his reading was correct. How many in total your post and so on, because it was referring to 40 something, and that we got a vacancy rate of 20%. What are the correct figures around the two?
We've got 43 that's approved in budget hall, and currently we've got 33 filled positions, so 10 are vacancies out of the 43.
So it can be around 20% still. I suppose. But this depends on them, as you know. Some of us, we can't calculate if our shoes are on. Honorable.
No, thank you, Chair. Maybe we need to take our shoes off. It doesn't give you 33, it gives you 43. There's a slide here. When Honorable Shane was posing his question, I was also looking at the slide. I think Honorable, not Shane, no. Honorable Shane. I was looking at the slide because you were saying 33. But when you add this black, colored, Indian, white, and what, it gives you for 34. It doesn't give you 33. Is it that easy to fall because one of the 33 is disabled? Disabled is not a post. If you look at the, it's not a post.
I think you almost have a double count. If I take you to the slide 24, I think if you add that other, I think that's what you are saying, it gives you 34. However, if you look at the equity in terms of the race white, you have five there. So the one below is disabled is also counted in there. So the disabled employee, it forms part of the five. Yes. I think that's what you're saying.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. I think it must be corrected in a way because it's misleading. Because in a way, you must find out either you say white five in bracket one disabled. But the manner in which is written here, I mean, 34. Because if somebody reads the report, there's no explanation because I had the same understanding of Honorable Shane. Should you have just explained now? Maybe it's first time, I don't know.
Yeah, the only challenge that if that breakdown is in terms of race, and you don't have a race which is called disabled, it can only come when you break it down in terms of gender. And then, and people living, people with disability. But I'm just saying, as it is now, if it's a black 25, color 2, da da da, so on, and they disabled. We don't have such a race which is called disabled. Probably that's where the issue is. Probably when you want to explain around the issue of disability, probably on page 25, on the breakdown, now it's got to reflect in terms of the ability of that particular person. So probably the best thing is just to remove it. Because on 25, you can take it out. Or else probably if you want to reflect it there, probably to align it with the white, and then in bracket one, because it's become part of that. I think that's the challenge, probably. Otherwise, any other follow-up member? I'm told that T is here. I don't know whether I want to pray for T or we continue. and I like it when you give me all the latitude. probably let's say members said also want you to go on Thursday so that just took the time. So that it is by part 12 we are done. The only problem is when the presenter want to take tea. you can carry on to your strategic plan. But just bear in mind that members have been having a document for quite some time. So you don't have like to go into or even if now I can say don't make any presentation or go to question, I think I can ask questions. Because I've been having the presentation for some time. CEO?
Thank you, Jim. So would you prefer that we go straight to questions or should we highlight the few?
Probably do it just maybe for 5 minutes, so that because probably when I was HR, I like this organizing the CEO, just to recruit the person. But let's wait just for 10 minutes and we'll proceed.